Hello everyone, I'm George Milan and I'm commenting on the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, what he said, BB, should we really call him by his real name? Milekowski, okay, his father changed the name like, you know, almost 100 years ago. So was any, I think yesterday he said this on Israeli army radio, discussing the evolving British attitude towards Palestine and Israel. And he remembers the 1967 Six-Day War, when Netanyahu would have been 19, did even fight in that war. And this is what he's saying. Admittedly, this is translated from Ivrit. Go find that in Britain today, what is called the Islamic Republic of Britain, because he was said that Randolph Churchill, the son of Sir Winston Churchill, that he was a journalist at the time, shortly before he died, and he was fairly positive about Israel. And indeed, Churchill himself had been Zionist, partly because his father's allies in politics had been Lord Rothschild. Then Winston Churchill's Zionism took a bit of a knock when his friend Lord Moyne was murdered in Cairo. 1944, the Second World War was still on. The United Kingdom was doing more than anybody else to save Jews. And still these ultra-Zionists, they murdered a British civilian. Wow, absolutely vile, sickening and staggering. You think that, you know, they might have been a little bit grateful the UK was trying to do something to save Jews, rather than to turn their guns on the Germans rather than the British. Two guys hanged in Egypt for murder, their bodies later repatriated about 1981 to Israel, buried with full military honors, people who are terrorists. You know, Menachem Begin and so on, Stern Gang, they even call themselves terrorists. But that's by the by, and that is the political tradition that Netanyahu comes out of. Now, obviously, he was born the same year the State of Israel was founded, and then he was fairly hostile to the United Kingdom. Then his second wife was a British Gentile. He started having an affair with her whilst his first wife was pregnant. Nice guy. But anyway, he's British in-laws. He visited the UK frequently in the 1980s before he's a full-time politician. And he began to reorient towards Britain, no longer perceiving it as the enemy. That was the old days. But as a country that was also battling, what should we say, insurgents, guerrillas, you know, irregular militants, something like that. Some people would call them terrorists and so on. Thought they could exchange information on this. So no longer see the British as foes, but as possible allies, as admiration for Thatcher, who was philo-Semitic, and indeed a hardline Zionist. But then really having the Conservative Party in the UK on his side, to a great extent the Labour Party, why that would be such a hit job against Corbyn, who was the most pro-Palestinian Labour leader ever. But then calling the UK the Islamic Republic of Britain, all right, tongue in cheek. We know it's hyperbolic, but it's preposterous even then. Muslims are about 6% of the UK population. Now, the UK doesn't have a state religion. England does. It's the Church of England. It's the only country in the world, besides the Vatican City, to have Christianity as its state religion. Obviously not Christianity as a whole, but one particular branch of it, Anglicanism, whereas the Vatican's got Catholicism. And so it goes on. So it can't possibly be an Islamic Republic. There are very few Muslims who even campaign for it to be an Islamic Republic. There are some, and so on. And the Islamic Republic is meant to be an insult by him. And I agree that Islamic Republics are a bad thing, just as a Jewish state is a bad thing. Okay, homeland for Jews. But you shouldn't be privileging one group over another. And so it goes on. Okay. And then he said, someone said the first Islamic Republic with nuclear weapons will be the Islamic Republic of Britain. So we're making sure there won't be another like it here in Iran. Because he was echoing what J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States, said some months ago about that. But it's meant to be insulting. He's a confirmed Islamophobe. He's been organizing conferences, I think, since the 1970s about how certainly Islam is bad, Muslims are bad. I mean, many Muslim Israelis will say they're severely discriminated against. All right, maybe they're somehow decently treated. And a lot of hostility, suspicion against them that they're not real. They're not real Israelis because you're not Jewish and so on. And do you sympathize with Hamas or the PLO at all? Because they might have cousins or second cousins who are stuck in Gaza, or the West Bank, people who didn't flee then. Now, some of the Arab Israelis are actually Druze, who split off Islam in the 11th century, persecuted there, so feel safer being in Israel, or indeed they're Arab Christians and so on. Goodness. And I know that there are Israeli comedians of jokes saying, well, I'm so glad we tortured Christ to death and things like that. So I obviously don't blame Jewish people for the death of Jesus Christ, but we blame the Romans more. But, you know, bygones be bygones. The Jesus Christ, he was probably a mentally ill guy. You can meet Jesus Christ in any psychiatric hospital you want. Anyway, so I don't care about that. no one should be punished ever afterwards. The Bible says he'll be punished for 10 generations later. That's ridiculous. That's what racialism is. So he's trying to foment bigotry towards Muslims and succeeding. And there's a lot of anti-Muslim bigotry in Israel, just like there's a lot of anti-Jewish bigotry in Islamic countries. I was in Cahira, was it Christmas 2021, seeing a leaflet with a photo of ultra-Orthodox Jews on it. Now, I mean, I can't read Arabic. I can make the sounds. I know the Muslim. I mean, ask the Egyptian friend, what is it? And it was some sort of leaflet saying how all Jews are wicked. And so the Protocols of the Elders of Zion were published in some Arab countries as though they're fact, a blatant forgery, this hoax made by the Tsarist secret police around about 1900, as all the Jews in the world, they had some meeting and decided their plan of action to take over the world. So this is this toxic trope of the worldwide Jewish conspiracy. Well, there never, ever has been one. So that says, you know, comprehensively debunked. And there's a complete lack of specificity in it. No names, no dates, no countries, as in we're going to foment a revolution in this country in this year, or this person will be assassinated, or that person will become prime minister or wherever. So because there are no particulars to try and make it unfalsifiable. Because if you say you're going to have a revolution in Spain in 1908 and it doesn't happen, that's false. If you say you're going to bump off the you know, king of Thailand in 1910 and he's not bumped off, well, then it proves that it's false and so forth. He's trying to explain away the fact that the United Kingdom is not as supportive as it was. And many British politicians are now finding a little bit of courage to say, stop the genocide, you know, say the people of Palestine. And all right, the mass scale slaughter in Gaza is over. But there's still attacks every week on Gaza by the Israeli army, murdering people in Gaza, claiming these Palestinians are Hamas and so on. Well, Hamas has killed almost nobody since that ceasefire in October. Still 10,000 Palestinian hostages in Israeli prisons, being treated very cruelly, being humiliated, being tortured, some cases raped, often malnourished. So it really is sickening. So free the prisoners. And, you know, there's that endless epidemic of racist violence against the illegally occupied Palestinians in the West Bank. So it is a heartbreaking and infuriating situation. There is such injustice perpetrated by Netanyahu and his merry mob because of their supremacist beliefs. Goodness, Amalek, you know, when Yahweh tells his chosen people, this is your land, Canaan, and they've never done you any harm, but you want the land, you may invade them, you may kill them, all the males, you may take the females, you may go into them. That's ordering rape, isn't it? If you've killed this woman's husband, father, son, brother, do you really think she's going to consent to intercourse with you? And you may steal all their farmland and their animals, or in the case of Amalek, even kill those ones, kill even the farm animals. So anyway, we can't be basing policy and on what was written in this Iron Age myth, okay? So how about peace and justice? How about equality? Let nobody be mistreated. Let Netanyahu and the other war criminals, let them stand trial before the International Criminal Court, and if found guilty, face life imprisonment without possibility of parole. But you know, evil so often wins. So, you know, evil wins almost every time. It depends which level of evil. Usually the most unpopular candidate is the best. People don't want to hear the truth. They're far more emotional than rational. If it's a good idea, you can rule it out. It's just not going to happen. Oh, well, what can you do? I'm one of the lucky ones living here where I do. Anyway, thanks very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.